More eggs in here. One, two, three.
They're different.
I think we have found where our queen back there came from.
15, 16 of them.
How long since these were laid, I wonder?
I don't like it. Let's go.
There's a body over here. A human. I knew this guy. One of the miners, Nick. He owed me $50.
Look, they're fossilized aliens.
Oh, this is interesting. Those mummies look like the ship's builders.
An egg is opened.
They're viable, then. We need to leave.
The chance keep away.
We just popped the bastards that came from that and from Nick.
If all these eggs are queens, if that was the creature we just destroyed...
Yeah.
Then these have the potential to produce many, many more aliens. Thousands more. We have to destroy them all.
Okay, Ripley, but let's be careful. You wait here with Baxter, Kazunov, and Sneddon while LaChance and I check out the exit ahead. Make sure that's really the way out. Then we'll come back and fry these bastards.
Hurry.
We will. Come on, LaChance.
I just want to get out of this ship. Out of this room.
You hear that?
I think that thing moved on Sneddon's face.
Baxter, Hooper, checking comms.
Loud and clear, Chief. Hurry back.
And this is it. Our way out.
Oh, hidden opening. Clever.
Down onto the ship's other wing. And there's the far side of the cave.
Yeah, can't see any of those bastards, but we still need a route back into the mine.
Okay, so we follow the cable of lights put up by the miners. They run across the wing and down toward... What's that?
That's not a natural structure. It's a wall, like Machu Picchu or something.
That's even older than this ship. Look, you can see where the wing plowed into it.
We can get in there. No, even better. Where the lights disappear. Isn't that...
A door. That's what we head for.
Ripley.
Baxter?
What do we do about Sneddon?
I know what we do about her.
And what is that?
We can't take her. She's infected. We can't save her, and we can't take her.
Well, there's no way we're leaving her.
Doctor, haven't you got something for her?
Something for... Absolutely not. I'm a doctor. Who the hell are you? You don't even know Sneddon, and you're asking me to kill her?
Kill?
No, just help her.
How exactly is killing her going to help her?
You've seen what they do. When they hatch, can you imagine how much it hurts having something eating its way out of you from the inside? Can you even think about that?
I'll take it out of her. Back on the ship.
What?
Just don't you go near her, Ripley. None of us know.
Shh, listen.
No, you listen.
You hear that?
What's that sound?
What sound? Oh, my God.
One of the mummies is moving.
They're all moving.
It's a straight line down the wing. Jink left towards that doorway
and run like hell.
Hooper, get back here.
Ripley, at your 9 o'clock.
I see it.
What the fuck?
Baxter, grab Sneddon. Get her out of here. Kazunov, save ammo. Go with him. I have this.
There's too many. Come on.
Not till I finish.
You're hurt.
Plasma burst from Kazunov. She tripped.
Aren't these the mummified aliens?
Seems they were hibernating. There's more coming through that doorway. Hit him with the acid gun.
You bet. We're gonna have to use charges.
Hold them off while I change mags.
Hoop, get down.
Thanks, LaChance. My turn.
I set my last 5 charges to minimum timer.
Okay, but then you run.
Go.
Come on, LaChance.
Come and get it, you bastards.
Fire it!
I want them all in here first!
Mind that tail!
Ah!
Was she spiked?
No, swiped!
I'm okay!
Fire it!
Look out!
Ripley, you're hurt!
Later. We have to get out of here. Once the fires burn out, they'll be after us.
LaChance, can you carry Sneddon?
Got it, Chief!
I'm with the duck.
Just lean on me.
Okay, I'll bring Ripley.
I can walk.
Just stay by me. Now. At the top of this ramp is a doorway out to the cave.
Outside is the wing of this ship. We go fast as we can, straight down the wing to where the miner's lights intersected. Then head left to the wall built against the side of the cave. There's a doorway there. We regroup inside and make a stand if anything follows us through. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Copy. Let's go.
Okay, this is the exit. Can you see the wall and doorway about 100 yards off the wing?
Got it.
Yeah.
Who? You and Ripley good?
Yeah, go, go.
Come on, then.
Where are those things?
Keep going.
Don't worry about it. Just get to that doorway.
You okay, Hoop?
Keep going. Stay with me, Ripley.
I have to talk to you.
See that doorway ahead? Get through there, and we can talk for as long as you like.
Snedden, we can't take her.
Just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
They're past the egg chamber. They're coming out after us.
No, they're not. Ripley, give me a charge thumper. You keep following the others.
Where are you going?
Hoop, come back.
Got to deal with these fuckers while they're in a bottleneck. She only fired 4 live rounds in there. I'm going to give them the spare.
You crazy?
We need insurance.
Ripley, come on. I'll carry you and Snedden if I have to.
I can make it. She can't.
Through the doorway. It's secure as far as we can tell.
Copy that. I'm at the wing exit.
What's that noise?
Aliens. Gathered at the egg chamber, like they're mourning the dead. No, wait.
What?
They're tracking us. It's the blood. They've picked up the scent of Ripley's blood.
You're gonna do it. Do it.
I need to find the weakest point over this doorway. Yeah. Okay. 5, 4.
Run, Hoop!
3. Here it comes!
Keep still, Ripley. I need to patch you up.
We have to get out of here.
Not till you're fixed.
I don't think I can process any of this.
Are the mosaics?
I'm betting these are semi-precious stones, too.
This is gonna hurt.
Oh.
How is she?
She's bleeding badly. Her shoulder and neck, her stomach, they're slashed up pretty good.
Now give me the bad news.
Very funny. Hey, how's that painkiller working?
It's working. Thanks.
I haven't finished. These gashes are going to need stapling. Hold still.
Can you feel that?
It looks worse than it feels. For now, anyway.
All right, good. I'm going to spray these with a sealing agent and put on a couple of field dressings. Try not to pull them open, okay?
Okay.
I'll fix you up properly when we get back on the Marion.
Yeah, right.
You'll be able to move easier now. Nothing's going to pop or spill out.
Great.
Final shot. This will keep you going. It's not exactly medicine, but it'll work.
I will take anything. Thanks.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Officer Ash reporting. I am monitoring the headset feeds of the landing party, which includes Warrant Officer Ripley of my former ship, the Nostromo. So far, all have survived their journey through the mines of planet LV-178. I'm happy to report they have secured an alien embryo with Science Officer Snedden as its host. The group is resuming its mission to retrieve a fuel cell for Ripley's shuttle, the Narcissus, which they hope to use as a lifeboat. Ripley's injuries have been attended to, but I am somewhat concerned about her mental condition. It's important that Snedden is brought back to this vessel. I'm investigating ways to force Ripley to ensure Snedden's safe passage. Ash, out.
Baxter, come here a minute. Look at this.
Holy shit.
Beautiful, man.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
Look at the intensity of that red.
You good?
Yeah, good.
Once Kazianov's fixed up Baxter's ankle, we need to move on. Can you do that?
Oh, I want to live, if that's what you mean.
Me too. I got a couple of kids I'd like to see again.
So you were married?
Was. Till the job got in the way.
That's a familiar story.
And we thought we could rescue things. I'd make one more trip out here, then quit and set up some kind of business. Be self-sufficient.
But it was always going to be after the next trip.
Baxter, let's see that ankle.
Okay, Doc.
You're running away, she said. Now I realized she was right.
Can you save it?
The marriage? No. But everything that's happened to us here has made me realize there's still time for me to be a father to those boys, even after 7 years.
That's the guilt.
You too?
My daughter is out there somewhere. I told her I'd be away 18 months, back for her 11th birthday. But it's 30-odd years later. I've slept through most of that. She's a mature woman now. I have to see her again. Ask forgiveness. Get a little time together, if she'll let me.
What's her name?
Amanda. I've been having dreams about her. She's still a child. We're on vacation in some idyllic spot. Picnicking or on a beach.
That's a good dream.
It is. Till suddenly, one of those things is bursting out of her. Hoop. I couldn't save Dallas and the crew of the Nostromo. But we have to survive this. We have to get word back to Earth about these things. We have to save Amanda and your children.
Once we're off this ball and away from the Marion, we'll make it a priority to send a message onward about all this. And to let your daughter know that you're alive.
I recorded a message for Amanda. It's in my personal log in the shuttle computer.
You can deliver it yourself. I'm going to get you back home to your daughter.
Even if it kills you?
Whatever it takes.
I don't think I could take much more without the thought of her to drive me on.
We can do this.
Maybe we can at that. But you know we can't take Sneddon back with us. That would be suicide.
Let's talk about this later.
Hooper, there's an alien loose up there on your ship. Even if we can get ourselves back aboard, we don't want to bring a second one up with us. I saw it happen to Kane on the Nostromo, Hooper. I can't go through that again.
Come on. We need to walk.
Okay, everybody saddled up?
Which exit do we take?
Any one of them looks like it heads back into the mine workings. The chance you take point. I got Sneddon. Okay. Ripley?
I'm good. Let's go.
Where did that come from?
Back in the cave. But they must be on our trail.
Let's move. Keep your weapons to hand.
Man, look at these engravings here.
Keep moving.
I don't think another civilization with this level of culture has been discovered in 2 centuries of space exploration.
Somebody should record this.
No time.
Maybe they'll send somebody back.
They'd just die, LaChance.
Yeah.
That was closer.
They're inside the wall.
Keep going, up this ramp.
Hooper, you could move more quickly without Sneddon.
I'm not leaving her here.
We can't take her back to the Marion.
Later.
Doorway ahead. Man-made.
It's an entrance to the mine.
Ripley, fast. LaChance, here.
Yo.
Can you carry Sneddon?
Sure.
Keep going. Get through that door. If I'm not with you in 2 minutes, barricade it shut.
Where are you going?
I need to know how many are left. Go.
Okay.
You too, Ripley.
They can't win. We can't let them.
They won't. Now give me that charge thumper and run.
What are you gonna...
Argue and we all die.
Don't be stupid.
Just run.
As a synthetic intelligence uploaded into a shuttle computer, it has not been easy to carry out my mission under Special Order 937 and bring a specimen of the alien species back to Earth for evaluation and development. However, I have used the computer aboard the Marion to gain access to the systems in the mine on the planet below. While listening in on Ripley, it occurred to me that I have missed something. Within the shuttle memory bank, I found a file with Ripley's log and a recorded message to her daughter, Amanda. Although damage to the transmitters on the Marion means that any data retrieval is limited, I am now searching for the last known whereabouts of her only child.
I can't keep this pace up, man.
It's just through that door, Baxter.
We need to find that other elevator.
Ripley, where's Hoop?
behind me, I hope.
Close the door! Barricade it!
What did you see?
We need to go.
How many?
2 men.
No! God!
Come on!
Through here, everyone, quickly!
We have an elevator lobby.
But is there an elevator?
First things first, boxes, lockers. Let's shut those bastards out.
That's all the storage lockers and bins they left here.
Look strong.
It won't be enough.
The door's got an electronic lock on it, too. If I can figure out how it works.
There's a terminal over there, Baxter. Can you try?
Sure.
Welcome to the Kellen Mining Company security...
Baxter?
Yeah, I'm just bringing up the door lock program on the terminal.
Accessing your door lock. Elevator 2, level 9 lobby.
I'm calling the elevator.
Baxter, please!
I'm doing my best!
Elevator on its way.
Shit! That door won't stay shut unless it's locked.
I'm on it.
Door lock sealed.
Thank God.
We are not out of here yet.
What if it doesn't hold?
I guess it'll hold.
Hoop. Ripley. Look at Sneddon.
Where's the facehugger?
It's loose. It could attack any one of us.
Calm down. It dies once it's implanted an embryo in the host.
I must have fallen off Sneddon's face while I was running.
Is she breathing?
Sneddon? Can you hear me?
Who do I have to screw around here to get a drink of water?
Here.
Where's that elevator?
Passing four.
The door's holding for as long as that lock holds.
Ash will be trying to override it.
I negated all the countermeasures I could find.
Hooper, we can't take Sneddon with us.
Yes, we can. Dr. Kazhinov, how's our science officer?
All her vitals are good. She's dehydrated, but otherwise healthy.
She's okay.
She is as far from okay as it gets.
Come on, Sneddon, I'll carry you.
No. I can walk. I'm good.
Girl, elevators are 8.
Everybody, get ready.
I shouldn't allow them much time at this location. Ripley will use any delay to argue for the disposal of the impregnated science officer. A sense of urgency needs to be created.
Level 9.
Elevator's here.
And nothing nasty inside. Let's get up to level 4.
Wait. We don't know level 4 is not infested. While this area is secure, let's discuss what our plans are.
Whoa, not good. This door's just unlocked.
Ash, you bastard.
Everybody in the elevator now.
The barricade won't hold them.
Run, Doc. Follow the others. I got your 6.
Come on, Ripley. Come on, Hoop. Make
room, Sneddon.
Come on, Doc.
Oh, my God.
Baxter, don't make a stand. Run.
Just go. I can't run.
Then you can put weight on that ankle.
Hit the button.
Baxter.
He won't make it.
I won't make it.
Run.
Oh, this is a bad idea.
Elevator going up.
Wow, that was...
Stand clear of the doors. Error. Keep equipment free of closing doors.
What the fuck? Kazhinov, your plasma torch!
Sorry!
Elevator going up.
We're safe!
Look out!
That one's got his head through the door!
Baxter, get away from the doors!
But we're going up!
Ah, it's got my foot!
Grab him, Ripley, get his other arm!
We can't win a tug of war with these things! I have to stop the elevator!
Stop!
We're 20 feet off the deck here! They must be hanging off him! When we reach the ceiling, he's gone! Dear God.
What was that?
The rest of Baxter.
Aliens fell with him.
Level 8.
You poor bastard.
He can't hear you, Ripley. He's gone.
Fuck this place. And fuck those things. And fuck you, Ash.
I know you can hear us.
Computer, results of your database search for Amanda Ripley, please.
Amanda Ripley, born June 24, 2111, Little Chute, Wisconsin. Single parent mother, Ellen.
lost aboard Hollish Tug, USCSS Nostromo. From age 10, Amanda raised by foster parents, joined Weyland-Yutani Corporation as engineer. Posted aboard the USCSS Torrens, an M-class commercial courier starship out of St. Clair to Sevastopol Station 2137 when flight recorder unit of mother's vessel recovered. Records of Amanda Ripley's subsequent activities aboard the Sevastopol are classified. After return to Earth, she married, taking the name McLaren. No children. Current whereabouts not stored in this database, and access to EarthNet is not available at this time.
Level 4.
Level 4. Lingerie, footwear, fuel cells, and monsters.
Lachance, can you switch on the lights?
Sure.
Thanks. Flashlights off. Everybody conserve power.
What do we do with this... with Baxter?
We can set what's left of him over there.
Here's a tarp. I'll cover him up.
Anyone want to say words?
Yeah. Yeah. So long, mon ami. Have a beer, kick back. You earned it.
How do you feel, Snedden?
Yeah. Fine. Weird dreams, but I'm okay.
You know what happened to you.
Yes, I know.
She'll be fine.
We have a med pod on the Marion.
Yeah, I got that. Right now, we need to keep moving.
Ripley's right. Those fuckers will be climbing after us.
Okay. This level was mined out 2 years ago. Lots of deep tunnels. A complex network. One of the longest in the mine snakes away from here for over 3 miles.
But the fuel cells are here?
Yeah, they use this level for storage now. Lachance, you've been down here.
Lucky for us, the spare fuel cells aren't far away. We'll need a powered trolley to carry one.
Great, let's do it.
Copy that.
You okay, Ripley?
Me?
Yeah.
You were staring. Your lips were moving.
Were they? I'm good. I'm awake.
I'm going to take another look at you when we get back to the Marion.
Should we get these fuel cells?
Got the trolley. Let's go.
How far into the stores?
Not far. 100 yards or so.
And how many fuel cells are stored down here?
One spare for the Marion, one for the mine's power plant on the surface. We store them down here so we don't lose the ship if they malfunction.
Malfunction?
Overheat. Explode.
It never happens, believe me.
I believe you. But one of the spares could be set to overheat.
But why?
We've got to bury the mine.
What? We discovered something amazing down there. That ship was incredible enough, but those carvings inside that wall, it can't just have been one structure. It was the start of a city. It's
the most amazing discovery since humans first left our solar system?
Yeah, that, precisely.
It's contaminated, corrupted, tainted by those things. Whatever deep history we witnessed down there was dictated by them, not by those dog people who built the ship and the city. They might have been the amazing ones. That ship was remarkable, I can't deny that. And we saw that they had wonderful architecture and art and knowledge and imagination that might put ours to shame. But am I the only one who thinks that ship might have been shot down, maybe even by their own people?
Okay, go on.
Everything went wrong. A parasite came and destroyed all that they were, and we cannot let that parasite escape. We can't.
She's right.
Yep.
Yeah, Ripley's right.
Damn it.
I can set one of the fuel cells to overheat.
And blow us all to hell? No thanks, already been there. And now I'm keen to leave. One of those cells goes, it'd be like setting a nuke off in here.
That's exactly what it'll be like. And Ripley's right. We can't just escape from here and go on our way. We have to make sure no one else finds this place.
Because if we don't, they will.
Not if we don't tell them.
Ash.
Your crazy android.
He will do his best to complete his assignment, even if his body got destroyed.
Oh, and thanks for bringing an insane AI to our ship, by the way.
Ash docked the ship. I was still in hypersleep. I've been used just as much as you. but he'll be logging whatever he can of this, recording details, constructing a full update for Weyland-Yutani. And damaged though your antenna array may be, he will find a way to send it or take it back to the company.
Unless I wipe him from the systems, I told you I can do that.
And I firmly believe that you'll try.
He's only a synth. They're working Joes on most deep space missions. They're not a threat.
There's something different about Ash. Weyland-Yutani made him. They made him devious, capable of lying, of harming humans, of trying to kill me. So we can't take any chances at all. We have to blow the mine.
This is it.
Welcome to level 4, storeroom D42.
Okay, fuel cells are still here.
We'll take one with us. I'll rig the other to blow.
How you gonna do that?
Start the cell, initiate charging, disconnect damping and coolant systems.
But there's no way to know how long it'll take to blow.
It doesn't have to be accurate as long as it gives us time to take off.
Suits me. I'm happy to burn those fuckers. Or bury them for all eternity.
Don't forget, there's still one on the Marion.
We will tackle that when the time comes.
And only if we have to. With luck, it'll just burn when the ship hits atmosphere and we'll have gotten away on Ripley's shuttle. Let's get to it.
Ripley, can you help me lift this onto the trolley?
Sure.
I can help.
You go easy, Snedden.
I can't just wait for this thing to come out of me. Give me stuff to do.
Okay. Grab that.
Ripley, hand me that tool pouch, would you?
Sure.
Caution.
That's got it.
Heating control circuit compromised.
This fuel cell's rigged to blow. Let's move.
Please adjust settings to avoid a critical fusion event.
It was more difficult than I expected. I've been away for many years, and technology has advanced. But all systems of the vessel Marion are now under my control. The landing party on LV-178 have arrived on level 4 of the mine and are acquiring a fuel cell for this shuttle. They are setting an extra cell to overload and destroy the mine and its alien colony. The necessity of them returning with the viable embryo embedded in Science Officer Snedden is now vital. I anticipate their return aboard the Marion today. The alien specimen surviving on Marion is waiting patiently. I intend to make full use of it when the time comes. Then, we will be ready to come home.
Level 4. Elevator empty.
Chance, help me get the trolley in.
Copy that.
How are those staples holding up, Ripley?
I may have popped a couple, but nothing's spilling out.
Go easy till I can get you back in the med pod and fix things up.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Find your toes, ladies and gents. Fully laden.
Can we all fit in here?
Sure, everybody squeeze around the trolley and keep that fuel cell steady.
Elevator going up.
Hold tight.
Stand clear of the doors.
I wonder if those things are following us.
I'm pretty sure they're sealed in down there. Both staircases have blast doors at every level that were kept permanently shut.
They wouldn't know how to use the code keys on the control panels anyway.
Level 3.
All the same, keep your eyes and ears open.
Hope?
Yes, Denton?
How long do you think that fuel cell will give us?
I'm thinking 9 hours until it goes critical.
So, plenty of time to get off this rock.
Level 2.
We should be aboard the Marion by the time everything inside of a mile of here becomes a cloud of radioactive dust.
Level 1.
Then let's not hang around once we're topside.
If one of those things haven't beaten us to the Samson and trashed it. Or if they're not just sitting inside, waiting for us to board, or...
Fuck it. If they've done that, I'll come and sit beside that cell and wait for it to blow, rather than die of exposure or starvation.
Let's hope then, huh?
Ground level. Pressure dome and tunnels to dropship landing pads.
Wait here a minute. I'm gonna go check our passage out of here.
How's it looking?
Deserted. Let's go. Okay, suit up, everybody.
Tank should have charged up while we were down there.
Can't find the other arm.
Ripley, can you help Snedden?
No.
Hey, come on.
We can't take Snedden. She stays here.
Whoa. Let's just talk, okay, Ripley?
Ripley, put the plasma torch down.
I can't do that.
This is crazy.
She's been under enormous stress.
You saw what happened aboard the Delilah. Same thing could happen to the Samson when we're partway there. If Sneddon hatches, if the thing bursts from her chest on our way up, how do we kill it? One of these plasma torches will burn a hole in the hull. The acid gun will melt through it. We will be dead any one of three ways. Say something. Damn it, Sneddon. Move. Do something. Give me a reason.
I feel fine. But Ripley, I know what's going to happen to me. I've known that since I woke, knowing what happened to me. I'm a science officer, so I know I'm going to die. But not down here. Not like this.
Hoop, help me.
I'm out of ideas. But we're not leaving anyone behind.
Let me try to remove it.
Here? Impossible. But here's what we can do. I'll stay in the dropship airlock while the rest of you go into the cabin. The moment I feel something happening, I'll blast myself out of the door. But please, take me. And if I make it up to the Marion with you, I'll do anything I can do to help. There's still an alien on that ship, remember? Maybe I can tackle it. Maybe it'll be wary of me if it knows what's inside me.
Ripley?
That's a plan.
Okay.
Good.
Right. Let's finish suiting up, get aboard the shuttle, and get the fuck off this rock.
Dropship Samson, safely dusted off and headed for home. Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
Hey, Ripley, we're still here.
For now. Only for now.
We've left the mine behind, and most of those things.
They're unnatural. How can God allow something like that?
God? Sorry, Doc, I'm no believer, but whatever.
How do they survive? What's their home planet? How do they travel? What are they for?
What's anything for? What are humans for? Everything's an accident.
I can't believe that.
If your God made everything, then what was his purpose for them?
Doesn't matter. We survive, we get out of here, head for home.
All five of us.
Four. Sneddon's alive now, but she won't be when that thing bursts out of her.
How long till we get to the Marion?
Pretty soon, Chief. We ain't got a docking frequency yet.
Is there a problem?
Don't think so. We're a little way out yet. This is always going to be a long shot.
Long shot, yeah. But we gotta believe.
I miss Baxter. Poor bastard. To run through an alien-infested mine on a broken ankle just to meet an end like that? So fucking unfair.
Fairness got no place out here, bro. Nature's indifferent to us.
Maybe we made a mistake crawling out of the swamp.
We gotta get away from this pit, get back home.
Never thought you had anything to go back to.
Things change. Hopefully.
How's everybody doing?
Kazinov's hurt, worse than she's admitting. Trouble is, she's the doctor. Sneddon's still quarantined in the airlock. I think she's sleeping.
Ripley really was going to shoot her, you know.
Yeah, I know. Let's hope Kazinov is right and we can put Sneddon in the med pod. Though even if it can remove that embryo safely, I don't know what we do with it. Acid for blood? Jeez.
What about Ripley? She getting pretty ragged.
She's sitting staring a hole in the dropship bulkhead, tears down her face. A couple of times I heard her talking to herself.
What does she say?
Amanda, her daughter's name. She's been the toughest of us all, but I think she's beginning to crumble.
To wake up to the same nightmare on the Marion as she went through on the Nostromo? I'd be ready for the funny farm after 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm worried about her.
And I'm worried about the Marion. If we approach the ship and it's already skimming the atmosphere, there's a good chance we won't be able to dock.
And if we do, there's an alien loose somewhere on board and a rampant artificial intelligence inside the computer.
Now tell me the bad news.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation, Science Division. Transmission pending. Science Officer Ash reporting. The survivors of the landing party with Warrant Officer Ripley are returning in the dropship Samson from the planet below. Science Officer Sneddon is impregnated with an alien embryo. The surveillance and communication systems within the orbiting vessel Marion are now mine. My
my synthetic intelligence has made its nest in the central computer. I have eyes and ears everywhere. The alien which was loose is now confined to Hull 2. It remains there until I release it. I have remote access to every door on the ship. Pass out.
What's that?
Samson's computer communicating with Marion at last. The nav computer will give us the best approach vector given comparative speeds and orbits.
Hey.
Ripley?
It's not just the Samson's computer communicating with you. It's Ash.
No, it was just a little slow picking up is all.
That was him, letting us know he can control the ship's systems. We have to assume he's infiltrated the Marion's computer. That would have been his priority.
Can you disconnect the chance?
Disconnect what?
The Samson's computer from the Marion's.
Why would I want to do that?
Because of Ash. It might be better for us if he doesn't know what we're doing, what Sneddon's carrying.
And how the hell would he know that?
Assume he does.
No, that's paranoia. And leaving us blind to fly in manually is just stupid. I need the computers to be talking to each other to dock.
But you could do it without them?
Of course. Yeah. Probably under normal conditions, but these are far from normal.
That's right. Far from normal. Ash's orders were very particular. Crew, expendable. My old crew, and now this one. LaChance, we just can't take the risk.
Oh. It's done.
You sure?
It's done. Now shut up and let me fly.
Okay. Let's go check up on Sneddon.
Are we there yet?
Not long, Doc. Just checking on Sneddon.
I think she's asleep.
Let's see. Hey, Sneddon, how's it going?
She awake?
Got a thumbs up. Soon be there. Yeah. Come on, sit.
Things are really going to kick off once Sneddon's cargo wants out.
You think I should have supported you down there? Step back, let you burn her.
You have a plan, don't you? For when the time comes?
When the time comes.
Heads up, on final approach to the Marion. Buckle up. Who could do with you up here to do all the crappy little jobs while I'm flying this thing?
Man, I've forgotten the mess the Marion was in. Can you maneuver in through the debris?
Hope so. I'm flying by sight here. Proximity and attitude alerts are on, but I can't use autopilot this close without linking to the Marion.
What do you need from me?
You see those screens there? Keep an eye on them. If speed of approach goes into the red, shout. No, if anything goes red, shout.
You done this before, right?
First time for everything. Hold on to your panties, ladies. We're going in.
Jesus, orbit is low. How is the Marion not burned up already?
Eyes on the screens.
Speed's a little high. Atmospheric friction is slowing the Marion.
Counter thrust on.
Debris to port. Oh, nice flying.
Thank you. Screen's good?
Yep.
Give me an estimate on how far we're off the Docking Bay 3 airlock.
Okay. 25 meters.
I'd say
20. Drifting down a little.
Got it.
15. Little fast.
Yeah, okay.
10. 7.
Yeah.
Nice. 3.
A soft dock. Hard dock, and we're home. Thank you for flying Last Chance Airways.
Some welcome this will be. A depressurized docking bay and a monster loose.
So what's the plan now?
Now we get the fuel cell to your shuttle. Everything else is secondary. Suit up, folks.
What about the other alien?
Let's just hope it's hiding somewhere.
And if it isn't... Say it attacks us. We have to fight it off, and the cell is damaged.
Punch it down. Make sure it's dead and gone, and only then transfer the fuel cell.
First, we check out the route. When we know it's clear, we lock all the doors leading back into the rest of the ship, transfer the cell, then two of us guard the shuttle while the others gather food and supplies for the journey.
What about Sneddon?
Well, let's open the inner door and ask her.
How are you feeling?
I felt it move not too long ago, so I think maybe I should go first.
Okay.
Take my plasma torch.
Thanks.
How we doing? LaChance?
Suit's good.
Ripley?
Pressured up.
Doc?
Ready.
Okay. There's vacuum outside the ship, so nothing to match pressure with. Hold tight. LaChance?
Bleeding the air now.
opening the external door.
Snedden, you can walk?
Yeah.
Okay, take a look out toward the blast door.
Keep the plasma torch ready. We don't know where that thing is.
All clear. Doors are still closed and sealed.
We'll bring the fuel cell through before we seal the door up again.
But if that thing appears...
It's a risk. Everything's a risk. There's an alien somewhere on board. The Marion's gonna crash, and Ripley's AI might be keen on giving us a very bad day.
He's not mine. He's the company's.
Whatever. Let's roll the fuel cell out. Ripley, Snedden, stand guard up by the blast doors. Don't use that plasma torch unless you absolutely have to. Lachance, Kazyanov, and I will give you a hand.
We can use the trolley, right?
Sure, just help me keep the fuel cell steady.
Snedden, what?
I'm just thinking there's no sign of anything having been here since we left. If the alien broke through to here, it would have depressurized the entire ship.
It must be further in, hiding.
Hey, that was nailing my foot!
Sorry, man. Now we need to seal Docking Bay 3 off so we can repressurize the remaining area, including Docking Bay 4 and the Narcissus. We won't need the Samson again if all goes to plan.
Sure. Help me close this.
Okay, we're gonna move this trolley.
Richie, can you switch comms to private? Suit to suit?
Sure.
Richie, the AI, Ash. It wants what I have?
Yes. He did his best back on Nostromo to get a specimen of this alien, and now he's doing it again.
Talk as if it's a person.
It is. He was Ash. None of us even knew he was an android. You know how they are, how advanced. He was odd, I guess. Private. But there was never any cause to suspect his intentions, not until he let an alien onto the ship.
Is he watching us now?
Best to assume he is. Or listening, anyway. Our suit comms are probably not secure.
We have to assume he won't want the rest of you. Only me, if he knows what I have inside me.
Yes. The rest of us are just liabilities. He'll want to get you put into hypersleep as quickly as possible, then take you back to the company.
And then?
And then they'll have what they want.
I'm not going.
I know.
It's strange knowing I'm going to die. I'm only afraid of how it'll happen, not death itself.
I won't let it happen like that. Kazyanov will give you something as soon as the time comes to ease your way.
Yeah. I'm not sure things are going to be quite that easy.
Me neither.
It's only pain. When it happens, it'll hurt, but it doesn't matter. A brief moment of pain and horror, and then nothing forever. So it doesn't really matter.
I'm so sorry.
Strange. I can't help still being fascinated by them. They're almost beautiful.
Stand aside. Trolley coming through.
Can't hear you, Ripley.
Just talking with Snedden.
It's all good.
Okay. We're gonna open this blast door into the docking bay hub.
How do we know the alien isn't in there?
Even if it could survive in total vacuum, I'm assuming it can't operate door locks. But just in case, Ripley and Snedden cover me with the plasma torches.
Roger that.
Okay.
All clear?
Trolley coming through.
Help me close this, Lachance.
Sure.
Okay, now we just need to repressurize.
If we just open the docking hub doors to the rest of the ship, the pressurization will be explosive and we will be smashed around.
You have to let the air bleed in somehow.
That's right.
You got another drill bit?
Nope. I have this.
The acid gun.
Just a drop should cut through polymer steel.
Okay, Einstein. How do we seal the hole you drilled in the docking bay door?
Ah, in my pocket I have a tube of bonding agent and a metal plate.
The air pressure will press it tight.
So, if you'll place that over the drill hole and Ripley, Kazyanov, and Snedden keep the trolley against the far wall, I'll squirt acid at the main blast door.
Hardly subtle.
It'll still get a bit stormy in here. Hold on to something.
Snedden, grab this rail.
Go ahead. Thanks.
Everybody good?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. On three. 3. Hang on to your asses!
Duck! Hey! I was glad.
Well, that's one less workstation to worry about.
Pressure's nearly normal. Temperature's good. Okay, helmet's off.
Snedden!
I'm here.
LaChance, can you open Bay 4?
Yeah, sure.
Welcome to Docking Bay 4.
Ripley Kazhinov, help me wheel the fuel cell to Ripley's shuttle. LaChance, stay with Snedden. Shout out if...
Copy that.
I'll show up first.
Snedden doesn't have long, Hooper.
I know. We have to move along.
If it happens before we can get her into the med pod, I might have something on me. It's the best I can do.
What does that mean?
It means it won't be painless. Airlock.
Got it.
Where's the door release on Narcissus?
Flap to your right.
Holy shit!
Oh, Jonesy. Hey, it's all right, you stupid cat.
Holy shit, holy shit, holy shit!
He does that.
We'll be taking him with us?
I haven't thought about it.
Later, help me in with this. You two okay in here while I play down in the engine compartment?
Knock yourself out.
Thanks.
Ripley, I need to look at that shoulder. Just unzip your suit top a little. Ouch. That's fresh blood.
Great, the cat's helping me.
He likes engineers. It's the smell.
Ouch. Sorry. Just a minute. Your staples have popped. I'll redo them. This first.
What is it?
Pain relief.
Oh. Whoa, wait a minute. I can't feel my hand now.
It's temporary, till I can get you into the med pod.
But if I can't operate the plasma torch...
Somebody else will have to. There. You're good to go.
I'm gonna be in there a while. Ripley, stay in the shuttle with me. Kazhinov, you and the others need to get into the Marion and start gathering what we'll need.
I'll go with them.
No, you're hurt.
I can still walk and carry. We'll shut the Narcissus outer door behind us so you won't have to worry about anything coming inside and disturbing you. Stay here. Fix it well.
Okay, but don't take risks. Any of you. Not with that thing running around and not with...
Not with Snedden?
She can't have long left.
Your call, Doc. I have to swap out this fuel cell or we're going nowhere.
How's it going?
Hooper's fitting the new fuel cell.
Meantime, we need supplies for the shuttle.
Okay.
There's less of us to squeeze into it, but it's still going to be a long trip home. You okay, Ripley?
I've got a dead arm. I can't carry a weapon.
How you doing, Snedden?
It's moving inside me, but I can still help. What do we need?
We need, well, let's see, food, clothing, coolant and additives for environmental systems, bedding of some sort, medicines, washing and bathroom supplies, books, maybe?
Look, that would all be great, but once we open the docking hub doors, we have to assume that thing is going to be hunting us.
You're right.
What's the minimum you need?
Coolant and additives we can get from the stores in Hold 2.
Med bay for supplies, galley for the dried food, then hurry straight back.
Okay. Opening the door to the rest of the ship. I looked through the viewing port. There's nothing waiting for us outside.
Okay.
Thank you for using the docking bay hub.
Well, if it didn't know we were coming before, it will now.
Yeah, I'll go first with the charge thumper. Kazhinov, you take that plasma torch. Then Ripley, and Snedden brings up the rear with an acid gun.
How long will this take?
Maybe an hour. Then we're out of here.
Good. Even after 37 years of sleep, I am tired.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Officer Ash reporting. Chief Engineer Hooper is in Ripley's shuttle Narcissus. I could lock him in. If I wanted, I could hurt him. But I don't need to. As for the others, I have to take a gamble. Being somewhat powerless, having no physical form. So, let's play a game of chess. I've always been good at it.
never lost a game against a human or a computer. Here's my gamble. I believe that Science Officer Sneddon will be safe in the presence of the alien. It will sense what she carries inside. She will survive. The others will die. But she will then make her way to the Narcissus. She's human. Her instinct is to survive. None of the others can. They know too much about me and her. Being so close, this is my move.
Okay. I'm lost. Where are we?
Sorry. I took you the open route, where we could see round more corners. Elevator lobby's just coming up.
What was that? The ship is skimming the atmosphere. Heating up. The hull warps as it expands. Whether it collapses or the core overheats first, the Marion's going to explode one way or the other.
We need to hurry. Was that my eyes, or did something outside the ship just flash?
I saw it.
Me too.
Wait here. Oh, pardon my French, but you want to see something completely fucking heartwarming?
What?
Window. Over here.
What? Nothing's changed.
No. Look down there.
A mushroom cloud. Hooper's fuel cell bomb worked.
All right.
Sweet heaven. Look at the compression waves spreading through the dust storm, like ripples on a lake. That is a beautiful thing.
What was that?
A CCTV camera over your head.
I hadn't noticed these before.
They're all over the ship.
You're kidding.
Why would I kid?
Oh, Jesus. Fuck you, Ash!
He's watching us.
How else would the damn camera be panning to find us?
Shit.
Why would he do that?
So we can herd the alien our way.
You're learning.
Shit.
Oh, it's in the air duct. Where's the nearest outlet?
Back where we came from, I think.
You think?
I'm a pilot, not a life support engineer. Oh. Let's move forward. The elevator lobby just ahead of us.
Okay, fast and quiet. Come on.
Welcome to the docking level elevator lobby.
This is it.
I remember. Elevator?
I've had enough of elevators. What if we get stuck?
You're right. Ash could trap us in there.
You should keep everything basic now. Don't want any mechanical issues to hold you up. There's not enough time. It's too... Oh! 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 That one hurt.
Sneddon? Oh,
not yet. I don't think... Not yet.
Oh, it's back. It's still hunting.
Guys, Hooper, did you see that? We nuked the mine!
Copy you there, Chief. Nice work.
Now there's only one of those bastards left.
Two. I think now might be the time to... Oh, shit!
What's happening?
Alien in the elevator lobby. Docking level.
It's settling us!
I'm on my way.
Stay in the Narcissus, Hooper. We got this. Give it the charge, stump him a chance.
On it. Did you get it?
Did you get it?
Sneddon, down!
What's happening?
The ship's no! Turn around!
Jeez. Anybody? Sneddon?
Chance is dead. Kasiel's hurt. It's attacking Ripley. I'll give it the plasma torch. Try not to hit her.
Sneddon.
Get what you need. I've got it on the run.
Shit. Stay here, Cat. Ripley, Kazinoff, do you read? The chance.
He's dead.
And Ripley?
Bad. So much blood. Doing what I can for her.
Where are you?
Elevator lobby. Docking bay deck.
And the alien?
Sneddon chased it off. How far? I don't know.
Welcome to the docking level elevator lobby.
A chance. You poor bastard.
It did everything but take his head off.
Ripley?
I'm okay. Well, not really, but I can stand. Oh, I think.
I got you.
Okay, I'm good.
I've stapled and bandaged what I can.
Giving her a shot. She'll be able to function for an hour or so, but that's all.
You're hurt too, Doc.
Yeah. Bolt from LaChance's thumper broke up. Ricocheted. Hit me.
Okay, what do we have left to do?
I was hoping we could grab what we needed and get away fast, but we're gonna have to use that med pod now, or Ripley will bleed out and I'm gonna lose this arm.
How are you doing with that fuel cell?
Nearly there.
But that thing could be any... Oh!
I've got the bastard cornered in holes too!
Snedden.
It's bleeding acid. I don't know how bad.
Can you keep it down there?
I can try. Hoop, it's behind some of the equipment lockers thrashing around in there, but... You're hanging me.
What can we do?
Nothing. I'm almost done.
Snedden, what are you doing?
Got a full crate of magazines for the charge dumpers. Rigging a charge. You'll feel a bump, but it's get rid of this. For good. Come on, you bastard. Come on. Headset battery's low. Hoop, if I don't get...
Damn. Okay, while we know where that thing is, let's get you two to medbay.
What the fuck?
Attention. Orbit has decayed. Ship is entering planetary atmosphere. Please follow evacuation procedure. Remain calm.
The ship's gonna break up in minutes, not hours.
Are we even gonna have time to get off this thing?
I really don't know.
Just leave me here.
Not till you're fixed up, Ripley. The doctor, too.
I'll live if we have to evacuate, but Ripley needs the med pod.
I don't have the strength to argue. I've had enough of seeing my friends die. I don't want to go on.
You must live. For your daughter, if not for yourself.
Amanda lost me 37 years ago. I'm dead to her. She has her own life now.
I'm not letting you go, Ripley. We're gonna get through this.
Attention. Orbit has decayed. Ship is entering planetary atmosphere. Please follow evacuation procedure. Remain calm.
Welcome to the medical bay.
Can we be sure that alien hasn't hidden in here?
Snedden says she has it cornered in hold two and she's rigged a charge to destroy it.
She'd better do what she said with that other one inside her.
That could have been her.
Maybe. I'd like to be sure.
Ah, go check. Leave me.
No, we're fixing you. Help me get her into the med pod, Hoop.
There.
What does this thing do?
Fixes you up.
It's a top-of-the-line Weyland-Yutani model.
So is Ash, and look where he got me.
Your android didn't come from their medical division. This is a surgery and trauma support system. It costs Kelland almost a tenth of the cost of this whole ship.
A lot of money to spend on a token gesture of humanity.
There was nothing humane in putting this pod aboard. It was insurance to keep the workforce at work.
I don't want it.
Hush up now. I need to fire the pod up.
Leave me alone.
Running triage and diagnostics on subject.
Just relax, okay?
Relax.
Female.
Every time I close my eyes, all I can see is Amanda. She's 10 years old. Might be when I was on leave, getting a weekend off. Or somewhere we used to go to get away from it all. A picnic, the zoo, stargazing, whatever.
Well, that's not so bad.
Then she starts screaming, and her chest rips open from the inside out. And the blood starts, and what happened to Kane happens to her.
Kane.
Exec on the Nostromo. The alien burst out of him. The alien Ash let on board.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to see that every time I close my eyes, Hoop. I want to forget everything. The thing bursts out of her because I left her. Now she won't leave me alone. Just stares at me. All because of that. My little girl won't forgive me, and it's all because of them.
Triage complete. Equipped for procedure.
Pod's ready.
It feels as if I've known nothing else but them. Just let me go.
You'll be fine. Try to empty your mind.
I'm closing the lid.
Wait, no, please. I want to forget.
Shh, we're gonna patch you up.
Pressurizing with anesthetic mix.
Amanda?
She's under.
Procedure starting. Cleaning wounds.
Doc, you're sweating. You good?
No, but I'm good enough for this. The med